This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1572. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 6th, DRM are not from Bulgaria, Spain, Vatican. Time signals from Finland and Japan, English from Greece, Oman, and Uganda. More news from Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Ethiopia, India, Indonesia, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nicaragua, PNG, Portugal, Russia, UK, and the Propagation Outlook. Reminder of some new World of Radio times on WTWW, Thursdays at 2100 UT on 9479, and UT Sundays at 0400 on 5755. From this week, we also have a new time on WRMI 9955, UT Fridays at 0500. That's one of the better times for WRMI reception. Thanks very much to Jeff White for slotting us in there. Our WBCQ times, Thursdays at 2130 on 7415, UT Mondays at 0300 on 5110, and Wednesdays at 2130 on 7415. Solely by coincidence, during 1 hour on Thursdays, you have three chances to hear World of Radio now, 2100 on 9479, or 9955, and at 2130 on 7415. Another good time to hear World of Radio when it's fresh is UT Friday 0330 on WWRB 5050. You'll find our complete schedule via our website, worldofradio.org. As of July 6th, Ron Howard in California says Aussie Radio is still active on 5050, plus about 60 hertz. He heard it between 1243 and 1417 with lots of music, including by The Zombies, Tom Jones, Nina Simone. Much stronger than 3210 in parallel. Bruce Portzer in Seattle, Washington has also been trying to hear it on July 1st at various checks between 0650 and 0830. Just a trace of audio at that hour. Ralph Perry in Illinois noticed that CFRX Toronto was off the air on a Tuesday morning from 6070, July 5th, between 0855 and 0920, wondering if it was a random occurrence or a regular maintenance period. That allowed him to hear something else on the frequency. Apparently the Brazilian, 10 hertz above 6070. There were highlights of football in Portuguese, but lots of noise and interference. The listed station is Rádio Capital in Rio de Janeiro. There have been a number of changes in DRM scheduling, additions or subtractions. DX Mix News says Radio Bulgaria has resumed DRM after being off for a few weeks for certain broadcasts on 9700 between 1530 and 1900, including English at 1730. Also for the home service relay of Horizont, the first program on 9700 in the mornings and later in the day on 11900, various times between 04 and 0930. They also report that Radio Canada International has dropped its only DRM broadcast in English to North America, the one which was at 21 UT on 9800. They've also reduced the number of hours of programming in Portuguese and Spanish, although there's still lots of repeats. And Andy Reid in Ontario says The Link, that's RCI's signature magazine program on weekdays, seems to be gone from CBC overnight. Instead, he's hearing BBC programming at 3 a.m. local time. S. Handler in Illinois and I continue to monitor lots and lots of Firedrake All Music jamming from China. The details on the many frequencies and times are in DX Listening Digest, the latest issue, number 1127, via worldofradio.com. On July 4th, Daniel Hostetler in Alaska wondered if Firedrake had been expanded. Normally around 18 UT, he hears Radio Free Asia on several frequencies, but on that occasion, only Firedrake on 9455, 9875, 9905, 11785 and 13800. Ron Howard explains it. The Dalai Lama's visit to the USA is causing increased Chinese jamming. They pulled out all the stops to block Radio Free Asia on July 5th from telling the story of the Dalai Lama's visit to Washington, D.C. 12025, for example, in Tibetan via Kuwait, was seriously blocked not only by CNR1 jamming, which is there all the time, but also by Firedrake until 1400. He says look for this to continue during the Dalai Lama's 13-day U.S. trip. On July 1st, Jim Renfrew in New York reported to WTFDA, hearing Beyond Beijing, that's the China Radio International program, on 91.9 FM. That was at midnight UT, July 2nd, actually. It did not seem to be from afar. It's explained as from a near. CHIN1 FM in Toronto, now relaying CRI on that frequency. They've already been relaying it on medium wave 1540. That's according to Doug Smith in Tennessee. And Jonathan Hamilton in Canada, yet another new relay of CRI in North America, reported by Brendan Monahan in Lake Oswego, a suburb of Portland, Oregon. The station on 1040 there, KXPD, had been dark for a while, then was in Spanish, but now they too are relaying China Radio International. But they need to learn to pronounce the city of license correctly, Tigard, not Tigard. Brian Clark in New Zealand tells us he had his best reception yet of Radio Amanecer, Dominican Republic, on 6025.1. June 20th at 10:44 with an ID and gospel songs. He says it's fairly regular after 1000 sign-on, but subject to splatter from Australia on 6020. Welcome back to Pedro F. Arunatigi in Lima, Peru, a DXer who was last heard from about 10 years ago. It seems he has resumed his interest in shortwave monitoring. Thanks to Henry Clements and PlayDX, we have his new report, also via Horacio Negro, including on 4815, an Ecuadorian station. The identification he heard was Radio Estación 92.9 in Loja, like an FM ID. However, Henry Clements says it is in fact still the listed Ecuadorian, which must have been relaying that. That is Radio El Buen Pastor. The time he heard the relay was apparently around 0300. In Ethiopia, the BBG delegation was given a lecture and asked to censor the Voice of America in Ethiopian languages, believe it or not. Yes, there's been a delegation from the Broadcasting Board of Governors going around Africa trying to improve relations and even set up some relays in certain countries. Check KimAndrewElliott.com for a post about this on the 3rd of July. And another one about Ethiopian jamming. Last week we had a report of Radio Maria Italy on exactly 26 megahertz, audible in Europe when they're sporadic E. This week we have a report of the little-known time signal station in Finland on exactly 25 megahertz. It's known as Mikes, M-I-K-E-S, heard by Leonardo Pepe in Italy, July 3rd at 0830 with time pips, according to his report in PlayDX. At 0530 UT Sunday, July 3rd, I was hearing BBC World Service news headlines in English on 11645. The uninformed might not realize this is not a BBC transmission itself, but a relay by the Radiophilia service in Greece, which is in turn put on shortwave by the Voice of Greece. Trouble is, the schedule keeps changing as to languages and stations relayed, so another night or another week at that time, you might not hear BBC in English. On Wednesday, July 6th, Wolfgang Büscher was monitoring that service a bit later on 11645. Contrary to a handbook update schedule, here's what he was hearing. From 8 to 9, German, which caught his attention, 9 to 9:30, Russian, and 9:30 to 10 in French. This is believed to be, if they're following the schedule, only on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Via Alokesh Gupta in DX India, a report from Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam, of All India Radio Itanagar on 4990, heard June 29th, signing on at midnight 20, and heard past 01:32. Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad, India, reported that All India Radio Jaipur is back on its daytime frequency after some months, 6040, 50 kilowatt schedule from 0700 to 0945. Radio Republic Indonesia has reactivated from Fak Fak on 4790. David Sharp in New South Wales heard it June 30th at 0800 with RRI News and then local comments and music. But he says it was horribly modulated, nearly to the point of FMing, but the signal strength was impressive. Last time he heard it a few weeks ago, it also had horrible modulation, and after a few days was off the air. But the latest reactivation was also reported by S. Hasegawa in Japan, measured 30 hertz below 4790, June 30th at 1130, local ID at 1159, and news at 1200. Furthermore, reported by Bruce Portzer in Washington, 40 hertz below 4790, also June 30th at 1100, with severe CODAR interference. Ron Howard in California was monitoring RRI Fak Fak from July 1st, 40 hertz below 4790, at 1141 until 1312, with Weil and OM DJs playing easy listening songs and taking phone calls on the air. Also reported July 4th, when it was off the air, but back again July 5th at 1202 with a Jakarta news relay in parallel to several other RRI stations, off the air by 1240. JJY, the Japanese time signal station, used to be on shortwave, but now they're on longwave only, 40 and 60 kilohertz. However, transmissions have been interrupted several times because the transmitter site is too close to Fukushima. Nevertheless, it's been DX'd all the way across the world in Argentine Patagonia by Alejandro Alvarez, LU8YD. Reporting to the Condish list, he's heard both frequencies in the early morning hours when there's a darkness path across the Pacific. There are CWIDs at 15 and 45 minutes past each hour. Meanwhile, on July 1st, I heard a report on Radio Japan mentioning that some local governments are instituting daylight shifting time to save on power, presumably meaning in some parts of Japan they're observing UT plus 10 instead of UT plus 9 in the rest of the country. That should be a big mess unless they make it all or nothing. What about train and broadcast scheduling? S. Hasegawa in Japan reports receiving Radio Nacional Malagasy from Madagascar, 5010. July 6th, signing off at 1857 UT on 5010, lower sideband plus carrier, instead of the usual upper sideband. Ron Howard in California agrees it was on LSB plus carrier when he heard it July 1st at 1316, parallel to 6135.25 variable via long path. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla, who is a supporter of Radio Mil in Mexico City, says their transmitter had been off the air for a couple of weeks on 6010, but returned in early July with apparently better reception. It was reported July 1st by Ralph Perry in Illinois as back and again blotting out the frequency, but measured 50 hertz below 6010, noted at 0940 with a quick clear ID and bombing in at 1025, a nice station to listen to. I also heard it fading up with nice signals, but then fading out too, July 6th from 1044 to 1124. Also this week I've had lots of FM and TV DX from Mexico and some from Canada. See my full reports in the new DX Listening Digest. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1572. Consult our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome via a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702USA. Our thanks this week for financial support from Martin Gallus in Illinois, who instead made a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ron Howard in California reports on Myanmar Radio. On July 4th at 10:42, he says it seems they cannot make up their mind which frequency to broadcast on, 7185.74 or 7200.05 variable. They've been bouncing back and forth, but heard on the lower one that date with vernacular and pop songs not parallel to 5985.83. Then on July 5th, he found them on 7185.74 at 11:42. They were already off the air at 12:34 instead of what had been the sign-off time of 13:30. Erratic behavior. Nothing on 7200 on that occasion. Then on July 6th, 7185.74 until sign-off at 12:20 appears to be the new closing time. Radio Netherlands News via the Media Network blog on June 30th. RNW budget cuts to go ahead. The Dutch Parliament has voted against two motions which might have blunted the effect of the budget cuts facing Radio Netherlands worldwide. One motion called for a separate debate devoted to the future of RNW. Previous debates tackled the cutbacks facing all public broadcasting. The other criticized the decision-making as hasty and called for a postponement. This vote means that the Cabinet's plans to move RNW from the Education, Media, and Culture Ministry to the Foreign Ministry and cut the budget from 46 to 14 mega euro will definitely go ahead. Management will now draw up a redundancy plan, which is expected to be completed in October. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, has been DXing Nicaragua on medium wave. July 5th at 10:45, he heard La Nueva Radio Ya on 600 kilohertz with local mentions. And then on July 6th at 10:26, a station on 700 from Managua. Chatter between a man and a woman. Inspirational quotes mentioning Nicaragua and Managua. Probably an ID at 1100, but it was fading out, a mostly poor signal. The handbook does not list any station in Nicaragua on 700. However, last September he had Radio Poderosa on that frequency, signing on a bit later at 1100 with an announced power of 30 kilowatts. In Oklahoma, we haven't been able to hear them for months, but the two English transmissions from Radio Sultanate of Oman are still being reported from elsewhere. In World DX Club contact, David Crystal in Israel reports 15140 between 14 and 15 UT, June 18th. Lots of interference and pop music from 1420, but an ID and news in English at 1430, and a Today in History segment. Brian Clark in New Zealand heard the other English hour at 0300 on 15355, a lively English DJ program, off abruptly just before 0400 on June 27th. Ron Howard in California continues to report Radio Fly from Papua New Guinea, July 1st, 10:05 to 11:05 on 5960 and parallel 3915. On that occasion, they had live coverage of a rugby match in Australia, but there was a break in the game during which they played music nonstop for 10 minutes at 10:35. Ron Howard also told us on June 30th, I've been corresponding with Radio Fly regarding their long-awaited QSL cards. They have been designed, printed, and signed by the general manager, so perhaps they will go out next week, as they would like to send them out all at once and have not sent one yet to anybody. They have received more than 40 reception reports. Some have sent more than one report. Those who have already sent reports do not need to do anything but keep checking your mailbox. We should have them in July. If you want to send in a new reception report, there's a very nice fellow at Octedi Mining Limited, James Caltoby, who apologizes for the delay in getting the cards out to listeners. But this is all rather new to him. His email address is james.caltobie@oktedi.com. I heard the only remaining analog shortwave broadcast from RDPI in Portugal, since it's relayed from Sinish, their own site having closed down. July 1st at 0650 on 11850 with ID and satellite info just before the hour. And news on the hour, it's scheduled Monday through Friday only at 0645 to 0800. Kevin Redding, ABDX, forwards a story from CNN early July, I think. You might want to look it up. It's headlined from the studio in downtown D.C. It's Russia on Your Radio, about the new relay of Voice of Russia on 1390 AM and also on 1430 in New York. Actually, it's not a straight relay from Moscow. The point is they're now originating programming from Washington, or at least some of it. Ron Howard in California says something must have happened at the Sarawak site. On June 30th and July 1st, both of the frequencies for RTM there, 5030 and 7270.3 variable, were off the air. John Wilkins in Colorado agrees they were missing, only hearing China on 7270 both days between 0930 and 1100. Ron found them still missing on July 4th, nothing else to be heard on 5030, and also missing on July 5th. Something must be seriously wrong with both transmitters off the air, or could they be relying on the relays back from Kuala Lumpur on 9835 and 11665 to provide coverage of Sarawak? But then the next day, July 6th, he found 9835 was also off the air. Spain provides some of the best signals on shortwave direct from Europe and also relayed by Costa Rica. Saturday afternoon is a great time to listen to a couple of excellent music programs at 2100 UT, July 2nd, or rather after the news on the hour. 17715 had music by contemporary South American classical music composers, including from Bolivia and Peru. And the following hour, after 2205, is Mundo Fonias, world music, although a lot of it seems to come from Spain itself. The frequencies are 17850 via Costa Rica. During the first hour, we had them well on 17715 direct, and for both hours on 15110. However, July 5th at 0540, I was surprised to hear Radio Exterior de España on 9780 in AM instead of DRM noise, parallel to Costa Rica 9630. What's become of that DRM broadcast, which had been scheduled from 05 to 08 on 9780 only? Here is another reactivation to report from UBC Radio in Kampala, Uganda, 7195, or slightly below it. Martin Rote in the Netherlands heard it June 29th at 1904 to 1941, with a 15-minute news bulletin in English until 1919, and then local pop songs. Lots of IDs superimposed as this is UBC Radio. It was completely in the clear, one of their erratic appearances. 20 hertz below 7195. Then Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says, I think it's back on the air since June 28th. Some Japanese DXers were receiving it in the local morning of June 29th and posted their catches on YouTube. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says he has a very tentative reception of a threshold signal, 10 hertz below 7195, July 2nd at 0507 to 0515. Mark Davies in Wales made a recording June 30th at 1800 with local music. He puts it on 7194.75. A sad anniversary has just passed, commemorated by a discussion on the Media Network blog of July 1st. 10 years ago, the BBC World Service dropped its shortwave broadcast to North America and the Pacific. And while you're there, another story on July 6th, 2011. National Union of Journalist members at the BBC have voted 72% in favor of strike action and 87% in favor of action short of a strike. Thousands of journalists at BBC are threatening to hold two national one-day strikes in July unless compulsory redundancies are stopped at the BBC. The strike ballot was called after it became clear that compulsory redundancies would arise from cuts to the World Service and BBC monitoring, where 387 posts are scheduled to close. This sad news was rather delayed, but Joe Hanlon in New Jersey has found obituaries for a long time. Shortwave monitor, many of us knew, George J. Poppin of San Francisco. We last heard from him in late 2009. He was ailing at the time, but he died in March of 2010, according to obituaries in the San Francisco Chronicle. He was born on August 31st, 1918, so he was 91 years old. The brief obituaries don't mention his shortwave involvement. He was a World War II veteran, retired teacher, football coach at Galileo High School, loving husband of Dorothy, father of Nancy, Tom, Joan, and Debbie. He lived richly, loved deeply, encouraged many, and left an I am proud to be a Poppin legacy for his eight grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Joe Hanlon said he was a technical monitor for many international broadcasters, including BBC, Israel, France, Italy, and Russia. He also liked to publicize schedules for shortwave stations in his local area. Commemorating the 4th and 5th of July, WWV added two new frequencies. Actually, these were spurs from the 10 megahertz transmitter, exactly 99 kilohertz above and below 10,000. This may have been an anomaly, certainly not on the schedule, but on Saturday, July 2nd, I found WBCQ on the air an hour longer than usual on 15420, compatible USB, from 21 past 22 UT. After the religious programming, it was Radio Temtron worldwide. Quite an improvement over reception here on 7415. Via Ben Cobb and Mike Cooper, check out the Bay Citizen section online of the New York Times for July 1st, Seeking to Unplug the Voice of Doomsday, a story by Scott James about possible legal action against the radio empire of Harold Camping. There have also been complaints to the FCC, but so far no action taken against Family Radio, and it's unlikely to do so. They don't like to get involved in programming, especially when religious beliefs are involved. Another anomaly or change involving DRM. Contrary to what I said about Spain and Vatican Radio, it worked the other way. July 4th at 0545, I was hearing DRM noise around 7250. Normally, they are in analog with Latin Mass, introduced in various other languages. But that was on that date only. Perhaps they put the DRM transmitter on by mistake. On July 1st only, I had a strange logging at 1300 for almost half an hour on 13359. It was a broadcast station, and I think the language was Korean, but it was constantly being jammed by a VFO sweeping back and forth across the frequency, probably South versus North Korea, but not heard later. It might have been a third harmonic. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 5th. A and K and C's peaking at 10 and 3 July 8th. 15 and 3 on the 22nd. Solar flux rising from 80 July 7th to a peak of only 90 July 13th to 17th, down to 85 by July 30th. With a standard disclaimer, which means any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of anyone else on this frequency or vice versa, Glenn Hauser, concluding World of Radio 1572 and inviting you to hear me again next week.